The Premier's falling approval rating, new luxury FIFO accommodation, and Ed Sheeran's record-breaking show. It's Monday, the 13th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.
Good morning, Matt.
G'day, Kate.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Sorry if my voice is sounding like I've been singing, screaming. Went to Ed Sheeran last night, which I know we're going to talk about. Yeah, it was fantastic. But yeah, filling it this morning and sponsored by coffee.
Oh, I can imagine.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was very relaxed. I didn't do a lot and I didn't plan anything. So it was nice. You know, one of those weekends where you just don't make any plans.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
That doesn't happen with children.
That is very fair enough. How was your weekend?
It was great. I had two kids' parties. I had a PCH visit in there. Vance had to go, but he's fine. Oh. What else did I have? Had the Ed Sheeran show, had a wedding. So, yeah, it was a busy weekend.
This was 2 days
worth, right? Yeah, pretty much two and a bit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's a very busy weekend.
So I'm glad you had a really relaxing weekend.
I did. I feel bad for saying that now.
No, don't. Please don't. I'm vicariously living through it right now.
Now, the words glamorous and FIFO aren't really two words that are heard together very often. Only really ever when you think about the lifestyle that a FIFO job can offer. But the FIFO work, specifically accommodation, could be a little bit more glamorous.
Yes. Forget the dongers. In come the luxury resorts. So we're talking accommodation with pod-style rooms that are probably three times the size of what is going at the moment, plus Olympic-sized swimming pools. So Mineral Resources is starting work on two luxury accommodation villages at its $3 billion Onslow Iron project in the West Pilbara. Mm-hmm. We know the labour market is tight, so this is designed to do a couple of things. Firstly, to attract more women into mining. You know, having nice accommodation is probably a start, and they think it will start to change the culture within mining.
Right.
But also, with a tight labour market, you need the edge, you know, if you want workers to work for your company. So we know that Minerals Resources in Perth has established this amazing headquarters in Osborne Park right near us. And you would have seen that, I'm sure, very expensive video starring celebrities and Julie Bishop and the like. So what they're trying to do is take that philosophy and put it up into its sites in the Pilbara. So it'll be interesting to see what other FIFO workers have to say about this, whether they'll be, you know, switching companies or whether it will force the other big miners, you know, your FMGs, your Rios, etc., to look at their accommodation.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I suppose as well, like, it starts with accommodation because you think about FIFO and you think about these tiny little dongers and the single bed and they've got like a little kettle and that's about it. And having work seem like a bit of a holiday might, you know, encourage some more people to go up there.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, I've seen the pictures and it looks like something you would expect on Roddo, you know.
Yeah. It's, oh, the pictures look amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder if
I don't know that it's a spectacular view. Yeah. I'm not sure what they're looking out on.
Yeah.
But it certainly makes it a more attractive lifestyle, I suppose. And what we'll have to wait and see is, you know, will this attract more women into the industry? You know, we had the FIFO inquiry. Is, you know, a change in accommodation enough to attract women? It's probably going to take more than that, but it's a start.
Yeah, and maybe it'll boost the approval ratings of miners. Maybe Mark McGowan needs to take
I think he's going to be choking on his cereal this morning.
Oh,
so his satisfaction rating has dropped. So still 63% satisfied, but down from 70% compared with the last time this poll was taken back in October 2022. So this is the People's Voice survey by Painter Dog Research for the West Australian. More than 1,000 West Aussies surveyed. We know that Libby Medham has come on the scene since then, taking over from David Honey as Liberal leader. She has already tripled David Honey's approval rate.
Really,
I mean, it wasn't hard. He was on a pretty dismal additional 9%. So wasn't difficult. But this marks a shift for Mark McGowan. We know during the pandemic he was riding high with his policies and decisions. Not all of them popular, of course, with everybody, but for the large part, he had an amazing approval rating.
Mr. 91% or something.
Exactly. But we have seen some issues crop up, especially in the health sector with the nurses, etc. So all will perhaps have to be dealt with before the next election because, you know, Libby Medham, if she's already tripled David Honey's approval rating, it's showing the trajectory she's on. Now, you know, they need a lot of seats. It's probably not going to happen at the next election. But still, Mark McGowan is not going to want to give any ground.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, Libby chairing the FIFO inquiry, a lot of people do know who she is. And you know, not a lot of people knew who David Honey was. So it's getting, like you said, Mark McGowan isn't going to want to give much ground here. And I suppose he'll be doing all he can to claim back some love from the WA public and a trip to China. Could that help? Could boosting some relations there work?
Yeah, he's planning to go next month to bolster these relations between China. And on the agenda is re-establishing direct flights between Perth and China, which were halted due to the pandemic. So he plans to visit late next month. He plans to go to Beijing, Guangzhou, which is one of China's biggest cities with a port that serves as the nation's main trading hub. Interestingly, though, he says that the trip hasn't been approved by the Chinese authorities yet. So we'll wait to see the fallout from the AUKUS deal announcement as to whether Mark McGowan is welcome. But look, there has been a thawing, especially of commerce relations between the two countries, especially since Anthony Albanese came in as Prime Minister. But the AUKUS deal is obviously, a tense point between the two countries. And what Mark McGowan will probably want to be saying to the Chinese is, you know, the relationship is very important to us. We're the state government. We're not the federal government. But at the same time, he's probably going to be saying to the federal government, look, we want a lot of this AUKUS pie as well. So it's going to be a delicate balancing act for Mark McGowan.
Oh, definitely. And speaking of AUKUS, Anthony Albanese has arrived in the US, and there have been some more details released. This historic agreement will require 20,000 jobs over the next 30 years. That is massive.
Huge amount of jobs, isn't it?
Yep. And, you know, it will support 8,500 direct jobs. It'll put $200 million into the South Australian economy. Hopefully WA gets some of that. Tomorrow we will see a little bit more detail as Albo meets with US President Joe Biden and British PM Rishi Sunak. So I guess we'll find out exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, South Australia, we do know, is going to be manufacturing them. Perth is going to be part of that. We're yet to find out exactly what. But, yes. I suppose.
Well, as Jeff Parry said on 7 News last night, that the Premier's been briefed, but he's not telling Jeff anything. And if he did, he'd have to kill him. So,
And like we spoke about on Friday, according to these leaked details, from the next decade, Australia will purchase between 3 and 5 US Virginia-class nuclear-powered submarines before the submarines start getting made in Adelaide. But, it's going to be very interesting. I think a lot of eyes are going to be on that. That is international, but we love some local issues here. And I think the Netherlands Council has created some great fodder for us over the last few months.
They're punching above their weight when it comes to news stories, that's
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. And now it looks like they're planning to use a long-neglected WA law to force every future apartment development to hand over 10% of its land or the cash equivalent to use for open space. So this is... It's called like an open space contribution, and they're trying to combat, you know, having all of these apartment buildings.
High density without greenery.
Yeah. So it looks like the Netherlands Council are trying to cash in on this. A number of other councils have already used it, but, you know, Netherlands Council is in the news and they're known for being a bit of NIMBYs and all that kind of stuff. So we're focusing on them. So the new requirement and Nedlands Mayor Fiona Argyle has confirmed this will apply to both multi-dwelling residential projects and any subdivision, creating five lots or more. So this could, you know, this could be a lot of money. They've recently extracted $440,000 from a major developer in the process of creating a five-lot division. So okay. That's a lot of money.
A lot of cash.
Yeah, especially when you're already developing something to add that onto it.
I don't think it's a bad idea to have open space and greenery instead of just concrete everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like their heart's in the right place, but is it? Are they just trying to,
they're just trying to get some money.
After the money.
Yeah. So, it's, I suppose we'll see.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go today's show without talking about Ed Sheeran last night. And you said you went. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. From a production perspective, amazing lights, fireworks. The sound was great. I was at his show when he was here years ago, when he opened the stadium, essentially. And this was much better. He was in the centre of the stadium rather than at one end. So it had this kind of full house style atmosphere. Lots of people with their mobile phones up during, the ballad songs with the, I was going to say the torch. It's not really the torch function,
yeah,
is, but yeah, no,
is,
that'll
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
You know, creating these amazing moments. He's also really good in interacting with the crowd. He was wearing a Perth t-shirt. We were talking about, where do we get these? Where can we get one? And then he had, towards the end of the concert, he had a t-shirt with an Aboriginal flag on it as well. You could see he was, you know, very fond of the fact that his following has grown so much. So, you know, Perth's biggest concert at Optus Stadium, the official attendance was 73,092 people.
Wow.
Massive. So
huge.
He's just got a huge following. Mm-hmm. And we were all talking about it, like, what is the magic of Ed Sheeran? And I think we kind of settled on the fact that, you know, he's just this knockabout bloke that seems very genuine, happy to have a laugh at himself. And he's obviously just grown in popularity. His songs, really touch people. And from different generations, you could see from the crowd, he's, you know, he had little kids dancing who are potentially going to be struggling at school today, I imagine, to those citizens who aren't as young. But, yeah, it was a great night. Lots of bangers, like one hit after another. And even people were like, I don't know if I know that many Ed Sheeran songs, but then like, oh, yep, I know that song. Yeah. I know that song.
Find yourself singing along the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. So, really great night had by all. We've had some great acts in Perth, haven't we? We had Red Hot Chili Peppers and Post Malone not too long ago, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
The big one to watch out for next year will be Pink with her stadium show. So, I've already seen a few pieces where, the insurance companies have said, you know, can you tone down your tricks during this next tour?
And she's like,
no way. Yeah.
She?
Yeah, if it's not death defying, she's not doing it.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you had a very good time. And now that Ed Sheeran's gone, we're going to be watching the Academy Awards today.
Yes.
Maybe keeping an eye to see if there's going to be another Slapgate, but I don't think
Hopefully they will. I don't think so.
Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, look, you know what? I am not a big Oscars movie person. I think because I deal with so much tragedy and drama, I'm the style of movie that just makes you laugh, which never wins an Oscar. So I guess my answer to that is don't come to me looking for any credibility about who's going to win.
Yep.
There is a movie I want to see, Tar, with Kate Blanchett. I haven't seen
heard
great things about it.
Yeah.
Look, that's on my list. But what about you? What are you watching out for?
I don't know. And I think the Academy Awards have kind of been known for like snubbing the blockbuster films and then these like really random ones win. So I don't know. It could be anything. I think people are saying that Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I want to see that. I've heard great things about that one.
I think Ben O'Shea said it was very good or he gave it a good review on Real Talk.
Yeah. See, the thing, my problem is that I'm so sleep deprived that to watch a movie like that would probably take me six sessions.
Watch it in segments.
Yeah. I'm watching a movie at the moment and it is not a long movie, but I'm about to the third session to get this movie completed. So
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The Wild West.
And now, talking about things to watch, there is going to be something coming to Channel 7 soon.
She wouldn't do something stupid. She wouldn't get into a stranger's car.
Three bright, beautiful young women vanished from the streets of Claremont.
I think it could be the same perpetrator.
We have to get him. For Sarah. Go to Claremont Cure's DNA. The most famous unsolved murder case.
The trial of the century gets underway today.
And
sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
So, I wouldn't be falling asleep during that one, that's
no,
for sure.
No, and sometimes truth is better than fiction. Mm. So, yeah, this is based on the Claremont killer and the trial that happened. And, you know, we covered it and were there every day for the trial. So I will definitely be watching it and seeing how accurate it is as well.
Yeah, and I think the thing with these series is you get to see at least an interpretation of what was going on behind the mm-hmm. scenes that we weren't privy to. So much has been reported, but I think you still wonder, like, about the main characters, what was going on, what did they say?
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is going to be like the police drama of
yeah.
it. Yeah. Well, that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, the 13th of March. Don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Thanks, Maddie. Chat to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Kat.
You've been listening to the West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.